Welcome to this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase One Fitness and me, your host, Jerry Bacall. Today, I'd like to discuss accentuated negatives. If you have a training partner, this could be an extremely effective way for you to increase intensity and density. This is where you concentrate on the negative or eccentric movement, but your partner or partners actually accentuate the resistance. Accentuated negatives are challenging to perform on free weights, so this is where machine training comes in handy. Let's use leg extensions for our example. Let's say you will do 4 sets of 6 to 10 reps. You should pick a weight that requires help on the last 2 to 3 reps of the concentric movement. On the last set, once you've completely exhausted the positive movement, your partner helps you to complete the positive movement and then accentuates the weight of the negative movement. As discussed in earlier episodes, you're approximately 60% stronger in the negative movement. By accentuating the negative resistance, the load on the muscle accelerates the hypertrophy. A word on the spotter and how important it is that they pay close attention to a few things. First, when giving accentuated negatives, the spotter needs to stay in close tune with the resistance and not simply overpower the already fatigued muscle. On the other hand, when you're the subject of this process, you must ensure you don't lock out at the top of the movement, causing a somewhat tug-of-war between you and the spotter. Smooth, strong resistance will provide maximum results while keeping pressure off the joints. With me just explaining the process, it's difficult to truly realize what kind of increase in intensity this involves. And like any other major shift in training, the transition should be done slowly. The shock to the muscles is not the only concern. You must consider the shock to the joints and connective tissue as well. I've also found this technique to be very effective for shoulder work. If you were fortunate enough to have a shoulder press machine in your gym, this regimen works great to put the caps on those boulders. Remember, increased intensity necessitates the need for increased rest for recovery. Use this technique to accelerate your growth, but remember to get the extra rest to help avoid injury. Thank you for joining this edition of the 2-Minute Fitbit brought to you by Phase One Fitness. Join us again when we discuss another interesting topic. Until then, I'm your host, Jerry Bacall, wishing you success, and above all, please stay safe and healthy.